Thanks. So I have a brief presentation on some ways that immunization organizations have made use of social media to get their messages out, and maybe some of you will be inspired to pick up on these techniques as well. I think it's really useful to try to amplify good content that we find on the web. I've got an image here of a nice blog post from Forbes.com that is conveniently set up for people to promote it through various social media channels. If you look at the bottom of the post, and I know it's small, but there are links to Twitter, Facebook, and Dig, which is a social bookmarking utility. If you click on those, you could have the information about that post, like its title and URL, automatically sent to your account on any of those services. And then you could add your own commentary if you wanted and go ahead and post it so your contacts could know about that. Under the More link, there are links to other channels like LinkedIn, Delicious, and Reddit. So this is a good habit to get into, to help your contacts in and out of the immunization world, and in the case of social bookmarking, the people in general know when there's something out there worth reading. Back to Twitter for a moment. A number of immunization organizations have Twitter accounts, and I'm showing an image of the Nevada Immunization Coalition's Twitter page here. I've listed the Twitter names of a bunch of other people and organizations from our field. You can create a Twitter account if you don't already have one. It takes about 2 seconds. And then find these and other accounts you want to follow. Whenever the thought strikes you, go ahead and put out a tweet. And while you're at it, see what your Twitter friends are talking about. And retweet anything that you think the people who follow you would want to read about. Fuller discussion of Twitter is beyond the scope of this presentation. But I can tell you there isn't too terribly much more to it than that. I didn't put it on this slide, but I use Twitter personally and not on behalf of my organization, although most of what I tweet about is vaccine-related, and you can hunt me down there under the name L.H. Randall. No punctuation, just L.H. Randall. Facebook, of course, is becoming a place where everybody who's anybody has a presence. I'm showing you here the Facebook pages of Suffolk County's Flu Updates Program and then the Immunization Partnership out of Texas. Each of them has people who, with their own Facebook accounts, have become fans of these organizations, meaning that when the organization issues an update via the entry field at the top, the fans get that message on their own homepages. They can also post photos and general information about their organizations. They can bring in their Twitter feeds and use all manner of other features. I can't begin to tell you the things that you can do with Facebook, but luckily there are other resources, some of which you'll hear about later in the presentation, to walk you through it in more detail. A great way to participate in blogging without actually having to start a blog yourself and possibly have no one read it, is at least for a while, is to make friends with bloggers who do get read and supply them with content that would be interesting to their readers. Or they may ask you to write a guest post where it's a short article by you that appears on that person's blog. This is good for the blogger because it's fresh content, which is the lifeblood of a blog. And it's good for you because somewhere in there is certain to be a link to your website, and links coming out of blogs are particularly good for search engine optimization. Not to mention the readership of that blog gets to see your message. Up on the screen here, I have two examples of popular bloggers writing positively about vaccine issues, having been inspired by their context from the vaccine world. On the left, Val Jones at GetBetterHealth.com was writing about adult vaccination. And on the right, Brian Vardabedian at Parenting Solved on a criticism of the anti-vaccine movement. If you have video, or if you have the slightest inclination to create video, you might as well get it up on YouTube. Here you can see what Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics has established. It's a channel on YouTube where they house all the videos that they've posted to the site. You don't have to create a channel. You can just create a YouTube account and go ahead and upload whatever you've got. But I think it's easier for people to find your content if there's sort of a portal to it. And also, if you host it on YouTube, then you can embed it in your own website, or you know, people can embed it on their websites. So it's helpful in that respect, too. I don't know if it's squarely within the definition of social media, but I thought I would bring up text messaging. There was an article in the American Journal of Public Health recently that talked about having found that parents were interested in getting reminders of when their children were due for vaccine visits via scheduled text messages. So that might be something to look into if you have a relatively defined group that you're close enough with to get permission to text them, and you know, they'll give you their phone numbers that they want to get the text at, and you'd like to reach them in a pretty high impact way. It's very direct. In this slide and the next, I thought I'd profile a couple of projects by immunization organizations using social media. The Why I Choose program from the California Immunization Coalition and partners centers around a really nicely designed website with factual information, but it also incorporates a blog where people could give their reactions to news and opinion posted on the blog and to other people's comments. And it allows people to upload their own pictures and stories about why they choose to be vaccinated. And they can see other people's pictures and stories, and also the page links to their Twitter account. PKids actually has three sites that communicate with the public about vaccines. First, on the left, its main PKids site, which has a blog that they're constantly populating with good quality content. On their homepage, which I haven't shown you, they have little chiclet buttons similar to what we saw at the bottom of the Forbes blog. So that a visitor can quickly share the PKids site and maybe their own short description of it with their contacts in Facebook, Twitter, and so on. PKids also operates the getvaxxed.org website on the bottom, which is kind of what's known as a microsite with all of its content really focused on one thing, which in this case is a set of really funny videos about immunization that people can share with their contacts or promote on YouTube. It's aimed at people in their teens and 20s. Then the site on the right, Pearls, is designed for tween girls, and it has a place where visitors can read all manner of general adolescent health questions and answers, and they can submit their own. It has a poll, online games. People can submit pictures, post to a bulletin board. I think they can even post video. There's really a lot there. CDC engages in the full range of social media activities, so you can go to their main social media page, which is cdc.gov/social media, and check out what they've done with their accounts in the various utilities and little gadgets and widgets that you can take from them and stick onto your own website. For instance, one of them is the Flu IQ, which is a little quiz that people can take right there on the website where the widget has been placed. They also offer e-cards with health information that people can mail to family and friends. Then there's some good guidance on this page about best practices for organizations that want to use social media and some information that's useful for targeting certain population segments according to how they use social media. So this has been a pretty quick and hopefully invigorating flyover of what an immunization proponent can do with social media. My email address is here in case anybody would like to follow up. Thanks very much.